loads up, launches it, goes for the end zone. The ball's in the air, it drops at the goal line. I think he caught it for a touchdown. He got it! He got it! He got it! Touchdown, Nick Matthews! The Cougars win it! The Cougars win it!
Taysom steps out of it. 30, 25, gap for Taysom. 20, 15, 10, a hurdle. Oh, man! Touchdown, what a play! Oh, it's another pick for Harvey Longy at the 40 and the 35-yard line. Harvey with his second pick of the night. Chucky fumbles the football. He fumbles it, and the Cougars pick it up. 40, 35, 30, on the run, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, and touchdown. Tomasi Laulile, can you believe it?
Snap, Tanner. Tucks, throws anyway. In the end zone, it is caught. It's caught for a touchdown. Mitchell Juergens leaning back. Intercepted! Kai Nakua with the hat trick! His third pick on the run! 10-5! Touchdown!
Welcome to another edition of the KSL.com Campus Report Podcast. Joined once again in studio by nobody but KSL.com's Sean Walker here for another BYU edition of the show. And we're doing something a little bit different this week. So I can maybe start with... maybe a little bit of breaking news here on the KSL.com Campus Report Podcast. And no, it doesn't have anything to do with fall camp at BYU necessarily, but it has to do with the podcast in particular. You may have noticed that we haven't been on SoundCloud lately. We're having some technical difficulties right now with SoundCloud, some funding issues, that kind of thing. And so if you're listening to this, it's probably going to be through YouTube. We're going to put this on YouTube in the meantime while we try to work through those kinks and those difficulties. But if you really like the show, if you really like what it brings, if you want to see us back in our own dedicated feed on SoundCloud, that kind of thing, I have set up a Patreon over at patreon.com/KSLcollege, where you can go donate a little bit. I'm hoping, you know, if everybody chips in a little bit, we may be able to get this feed back up and running in no time. So if you really like what we're doing, chip in over there, patreon.com/KSLcollege, and we'll get this show back on SoundCloud. Again, we're not asking for a ton, but we have been devoid of advertisers lately, and it's just making things really, really hard on us through the SoundCloud game. So if everybody chips in a little bit, you know, $1, $2, maybe $5, if you got $5, we would love to have it. And I think that would make a huge difference to help us make this podcast great again, in the words of our current United States president. Not to get too political, but we promise to use all those funds for the podcast. They're not going into my own pocket. They might be used every now and again to buy dinner for Cosmo, because mascots are human too, and they got to eat sometimes, especially when they're doing backflips and entertaining you at football games. So we might use that a little bit, but mostly it'll go directly back into the podcast. So once again, that's at patreon.com/KSLcollege. Anything you can donate, we would greatly appreciate it. And Patreon over there, of course, doing great work. Now, let's bring in, of course, some real breaking news now out of fall camp. It's some quarterback news, you know? So we've got our first real big quarterback news of fall camp. Obviously, there's no quarterback competition, no quarterback controversy over who's the starter. That is Tanner Mangum. But in the most recent fall camp roster, we had a move, and it involved a quarterback. Former Utah high school record-breaking quarterback Austin Kafensis has officially moved to wide receiver. He was listed as a wide receiver on their fall camp roster that was just released earlier this week. He's been working out there for a couple of days now and looking pretty good. If you remember Kafensis, he left Jordan High School in the Salt Lake Valley as the state's all-time leader in about 16 categories. Still owns several state records. He was a four-year starter for the Beat Diggers, won a state title. Finished his career with 13,079 passing yards, 6,942 rush yards, and 115 total touchdowns. as well as the Class 5A state championship as a sophomore in 2012, which was his second season as a starting quarterback. If you follow the Kafensa story, you know he originally signed with Wisconsin, actually competed on the track team for them, went through spring ball. Then they made a coaching change, so he transferred to Nevada. That's the University of Nevada, Reno. Sat out a year there because of the transfer. And once he got to the end of that year, the offensive coordinator that recruited him to UNR then moved on. So he transferred again, went down a level, played a season at Arizona Western College, down there, JUCO football in Arizona. And he just barely popped up back home, closer to home, at BYU now, where he went into the summer workouts, and then the first week or so of fall camp, competing with the quarterbacks, and now he has made the move to wide receiver. So what does that mean necessarily? Well, I think for Kafensis, and we've followed him for a long time, I think he's just looking for playing time. The quarterback room right now is crowded, as we'll get to in a minute with, obviously, Tanner Mangum, and then Bo Hodge and Coy Detmer Jr. competing for the starting quarterback spot, as well as incoming return missionary freshman Cody Wilstead out of Pineview High School, and Joe Critchlow from Tennessee. So you've got a really crowded room, and for Kafensis, he's already used a redshirt year. He can't really just sit and not do a whole lot, so why not make a move, try to get on the field somewhere else, and just from a straight numbers game, there's a greater chance of playing at wide receiver, you know, when you're talking 2, 3, 4 wide sets versus one quarterback. So, nice move for Kafensis. He's obviously athletic. He obviously knows what to do on the football field. He's in the limited viewing that we've seen of him. He's learning to run some pretty decent routes. He's got pretty good hands. Again, he's athletic as all be. So, it'll be good to see him find a way to get some playing time. On that note, let's talk a little bit about the backup quarterback race with our special guests this week. A little bit of a roundtable discussion between backups Bo Hodge and Coy Detmer Jr., who has been described as BYU's co-offensive coordinator. Obviously, the Detmer family, the Detmer name, I should say, is pretty synonymous with BYU football because of Coy's uncle, Ty Detmer, the Heisman Trophy winner, now BYU's offensive coordinator, bringing a very unique and very high-octane pro-style offense back to Provo. Coy Detmer Jr., actually, so he talks a lot about that offense. You can tell he knows it very well. It's very similar to the offense that he ran back in high school in Somerset, Texas. It's an offense that kind of came through his grandfather, Sonny Detmer, a legendary Texas high school football coach. And so he knows it like the back of his hand. Really good comments there. On top of that, Bo and Coy and I get into a discussion about video games, superheroes, Coy's current obsession with League of Legends, and why Tanner Mangum is actually the nicest guy on the football team. So with that, we'll get to my conversation with backup quarterbacks Bo Hodge and Coy Detmer Jr. I'm standing here right now with two of the star quarterbacks in the quarterback room, two voices that you guys probably will know pretty well, in Bo Hodge and Coy Detmer Jr. Coy Detmer Jr. I always forget that Jr. when I'm writing about you.
Yes,
I feel really bad for your dad.
No, it's all good.
But they're standing here with me, and they've been kind enough to join kind of this little roundtable discussion that I want to have about the quarterback room. And so let's just kind of maybe just kind of introduce ourselves with something a little bit fun, something a little non-football-y, maybe like a favorite video game, just to kind of get you.
So me personally, it started probably like senior year, but then I kind of dropped it, and then just last year I picked it up. It's a game called League of Legends, the PC game online.
You're
so I'm an LOL guy.
Is that
that a short joke?
I main Vhagar, mid lane. Yeah. Oh, I'm a big nerd. I'm a huge nerd. Everyone can know I'm a huge nerd. So I'll post my game, final game stats and stuff on my Twitter. So sometimes, but so I'm a big LOL guy.
Okay.
Play a little COD, but me and Bo just recently we started playing Contest of Champions and then zombies. Like we'll play zombies every once in a while. So
that's awesome.
It's funny.
That's awesome. See, that was just a random question, but you learned some amazing things
yeah,
about these kids.
Huge nerd.
Awesome. So that's Coy. Bo.
Yeah, no, like Coy said, we play Marvel Contest of Champions. We got a bunch of dudes on the team. We have a little alliance.
we play
that in the downtime in the training room, stuff like that. And then Coy will come over. We'll play zombies for a couple hours when we get breaks.
Okay, so that brings me to another question that I wasn't going to come up with. But who are the various kind of Marvel superhero personalities on the team? You know, your Captain America's, Iron Man's.
Tanner's Captain America.
Captain America. Wait, you know what you're doing?
Yeah, I've knocked that Adolf Hitler over 200 times.
Be nice to everybody.
Iron Man. I feel like Bo's Iron Man. He's smart, but he's like, I don't know, like just, well, you like him too. Isn't that one of your
Coy's like, guys? Gosh, who's Coy? Coy's like a mixture of like Hawkeye. He's got that precision.
Precision.
And then, oh, who would I throw in?
Coy kind of reminds me of Aquaman a little bit.
Okay.
He's got a little Aquaman in him.
Okay. I don't know.
That's DC, I know.
Yeah, that's DC. I don't know. I haven't seen that. That movie's coming out though, huh? Justice League or something like that. I'd go Coy is like a mixture of like Hawkeye and then I don't know, like not Black Widow because she's a girl, but like I'm trying
what
to
do you, what are you saying about
dude,
Coy
like
there
Spider-Man bro? Coy is like no
oh, he's got a little Spider-Man.
Coy's full on Spider-Man because he's as flexible and he gets in these like crazy positions when we lift that somehow he just like bursts out of.
With great power comes great responsibility.
So he's like a mixture of like Spider-Man and then the precision with Hawkeye, so that's Coy for sure.
All right, well, this has been another great episode of the Marvel Superhero Hour.
Exactly.
Let's talk football a little bit because you guys make up about two eighteenths, I think it is, roughly, of the quarterback room this year. Just because you got so many guys at quarterback. Obviously, I think a lot of people know about Tanner Mangum. You know, he started last year after Taysom Hill went down and everything. Had that crazy year 2 years ago and whatnot. But let's talk about some of the other guys in the room. What are you guys kind of liking about some of these, I guess, fresh faces? Austin Kafensis, Cody Wilstead, Joe Critchlow, that kind of thing. Maybe let's start with Bo and then go to Coy with just kind of what you like about some of the new quarterbacks there.
No, I mean, all of them are just good guys. That's first and foremost, just as people. Like, they're easy to be around, fun to be around. Good, yeah. Austin, he's flexible. He's been doing some receiver stuff. Cody, he's been around since spring. He's doing a good job. He's really starting to pick things up. Joe Critchlow has done a really good job picking up the offense. They're all cerebrally smart. You know, they pay attention. They're focused. And it's easy to be around guys like that. It pushes me and Coy, you know, pushes Tanner. So it's good to have guys that come in and are ready to work.
Coy?
Yeah, and to go off what Bo said, you know, great guys. And then also just coming in wanting to learn more, you know. Coming out of high school, everyone's like kind of that star guy. But then coming in with Ty, knowing so much, and then wanting to learn more, and then just listening, taking off things off Tanner and stuff like that, and just listening to guys around them, I think that's something that they've done real well, you know, and I think that's what helps them.
So you guys both mentioned kind of coming in, wanting to learn from each other, learning from the other quarterbacks. I'm sure there are even things that kind of the new guys can teach you guys who have been in the system for 2-3 years now. But deep down, I mean, I'm sure there's still a little bit of like competitive fire amongst the quarterbacks. Is that fair to say? I mean, how competitive is this room overall?
I mean, you know, I think all of us, we come out here, you know, every day just wanting to compete and, you know, playing hard, trying to be efficient, you know. I mean, we try to keep it funny and, you know, have a good time because we all love each other, you know, and we're all, you know, great friends. But then at the same time, you know, when we get into drills and get into team and Skelly, you know, we still have that competitiveness in us that, you know, we want to be sharp, make the throws, and just be a competitor and do good.
Okay, I'm going to put you guys on the spot a little bit right now. Looking looking across the table at each other. We'll start with Boy. We'll start with Bo. Boy, Boy, Bo, Bo.
Yeah, either
one. Boy, works. Combining Bo and Koi there.
You're good.
We'll start with Bo, but tell me something about Spider-Man here that maybe he does well or something that you wish you could do kind of more like him as a quarterback or something like that. What's kind of his sort of his MO, I guess?
Okay, so there's two things I want out of Koi. I want his brain, because you're looking across. I'm looking at the co-offensive coordinator right there. Not many people know that. And then I also want – he's got great timing in these routes, this offense. I mean, it's kind of like – what is Sonny – would you call it Sonny's offense? Maybe Sonny's offense?
Sonny's offense. NFL, yeah,
a little mixture. Yeah. But, yeah, Koi's brain and then his touch and his timing. He's pretty remarkable. He had a post the other practice. Like, he's just right over top of dudes. Like, he's peeking around but throwing around a guy. It was incredible. One of the best throws I've seen from spring into fall camp. And so, yeah, Koi's the man.
Awesome. Koi, same question, but looking across the table now.
Obviously, the arm strength that Bo has, you know, he could throw it a mile, you know, and I mean,
I bet he could throw a football over them there mountains.
Probably over the Wasatch. I think so. But, arm strength, I mean, everyone sees it every day when we come out. The athleticism, just being able to move on the run, move quick in the pocket, get off a route and then get into our, getting into running game type situation thing. And just being able to make awkward throws and stuff, you know. He's like, I mean, you'll see him run, throw one across his body, or run and then throw one, come back, you know, leaning away, you know, and stuff like that. So I think those are two things that I wish I could get from Bo, you know. I mean he does those things real well.
Yeah, we gotta just combine
yeah.
bodies.
make a super
as Iron Man, you could probably come up with a way to
figure something out.
I'm just saying. All right, standing here with two superheroes on the Campus Report podcast, Koi Demmer Jr., Bo Hodge. Thanks again, guys. This has been a great conversation. Thanks again for joining me here. Let's I guess move to the next level and talk a little bit about the incumbent starter. I think we can call him Tanner Mangum.
Yeah.
What's something about Tanner that you guys have seen over the last couple of years that maybe not a whole lot of people know about him or recognize about him as two of the guys who, you know, kind of spend the most time with him. What's something about Tanner that you like?
All right, off the field, Tanner Mangum is the biggest softy I've ever met in my entire life. On the field, he's a fierce competitor, but off the field, that dude is the nicest, softest dude I've ever met. But that's just his personality. He cares about everybody. He's always thinking of other people. He's always, you know, Koi and I will say stuff sometimes like, man, we wonder if girls should referee in the NBA. Like, I don't know. Like, they've never played. Maybe they don't know. And Tanner's like, dude, you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. Stuff like that. He's just always, he's always got, like, everybody's back. He's always bringing everybody together. So, Tanner's a softie. That's my insight.
He's a softie. He's a nice guy. He's the cuddly teddy bear. Yeah. Off the field, I guess. That's awesome.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
Anything else can you add to that?
I think that's the best thing, you know, to say is, because, like, we did a thing a while back, it showed kind of like what you took a test and it showed where you were, like, as far as, like, was it logical or like you wanted things chronological and stuff, and there was an emotional side, and his was way right, like emotional, like red, and it was just funny to see because, like, everyone was kind of like blue or green, and then he was just way red and yellow. It was just kind of funny, you know, to see that.
That's amazing. All right, I'll get you guys out of here on this. And thanks once again for joining this little roundtable discussion on the quarterbacks, kind of talking about them and whatnot. But let's talk about let's kind of get out on a good, high quality football note for football junkies. And maybe we'll start with Koi on that one to talk about Sonny's offense. What do you guys kind of expect out of the offense this year? And what are you kind of hoping to see in year two of Uncle Ty's offense?
So,
Ty Demmer's offense.
Yeah. So I'm really excited. I think the biggest thing is just being in year two with it. So last year it was a little bit tough at the beginning because we were when we were getting started, we Ty couldn't really do what he really wanted to, you know, just because everyone was new to it. Everyone was new to it, kind of learning, and then if we would install something new, it was just hard to kind of pick up. Now that we're year two, we can kind of get past all that, you know, the starting stuff, the base stuff, getting into new stuff early, and now it's just, in this offense, you know, I think of it as a pro style, but also kind of a multiple. I mean, we can get in whatever. We can get in gun, we can get under center, we can get in double tight, we can get in three tight, you know what I mean, one receiver. I just think so versatile, and it puts so much pressure on the opposing defense that they have to cover. And each week, depending, like, they're going to see something new every week, you know what I mean? I think that's just the biggest thing. And we have the players, and now I think the thing from last year is we just got the experience in the offense that's going to help us just be so much better.
Awesome. Bo, can you back that up? Can you verify that?
Yeah, just everything Coy said, and then maybe to elaborate on it just a little bit with the results. We're looking for more, you know, I'd call them chunk plays. We're looking at more chunk plays, those 15 to 20 yard plays. You know, last year we'd get in kind of some third and long situations, and this year, you know, I think we're going to be more efficient because, like Coy said, Ty can take the whole offense and he can do exactly what he wants with it. And when he does that, he makes the job on the quarterback pretty easy. Makes it easy for us to execute. And he does a good job coaching us up, so we know what to do in those situations.
Iron Man, Spider Man, thanks so much for joining me, guys.
No, yeah, no problem. Thanks.